Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Ed Price, and this is your Friday Paycheck podcast for September 2nd, 2022. The author of the Book of Proverbs is mostly ascribed to Solomon, King Solomon, and when given a choice to have anything that he wanted in response to his actions and reactions, he chose wisdom. And in the book of Proverbs, I believe it's 18:21, chapter 18, verse 21, the author speaks of life and death are in the power of the tongue. And what I really wanted to talk to you about today was the language that we use, specifically the language of appreciation. The executive team, we've been going through a book recently, and it's very, very formally based on the personality profiles, five love languages, but also ties in some psychology. And one of the things that they brush on in the first couple of chapters is this idea of appreciation for those that are, or those that respond to words of affirmation. And what we found, at least in the cafe, is appreciation is built into folks that are in the hospitality industry. Let me give you an example. We walk around the cafe on any given day, and when a student or a staff member does something right in the moment, we say, hey, thank you for picking that piece of paper up, or for taking care of that customer, or for addressing that person in such an appropriate way. Whatever the situation is, because we're in such a small environment, less than 4,000 square feet, and because we're consistently and constantly interfacing with everyone, staff, students, customers, volunteers, you name it, vendors, it seems that we always are interacting, interfacing, and having an exchange with everyone at any given place, point in time. And the natural thing to do is, as good things are happening, is we say, hey, thank you for doing that. That's a great job. You know, we catch somebody picking up something or cleaning something, even though it's required of them and it's probably their job in the first place, because they're doing it and probably doing it with a happy heart, we stop and we congratulate them in a moment. So that's the language of hospitality, the language of appreciation. So my question to you is, dependent on where you work in this ministry, in this mission, in the building, do you spend a lot of time alone? And is there someone that's appreciating you, saying to you, hey, good job, thank you for doing that. I'm really so thankful that you took the time to notice that, do that, respond like that, whatever that is. And if not, there's an antidote. And the antidote is waiting for that person or persons to give you that affirmation. Or it's not seeking it out. What the antidote is to go out and be an encourager to others, to use email, to use text, and not just those that we work with and work around, but everyone in your circle. Believe it or not, you will be encouraged by being an encourager. You know, we know this, that in giving, we receive, right? So the reaction is, and the challenge to you is, take this language of appreciation, this language of affirmation, this conversation around being generous with your words towards others, and bring it. Bring it to the places that you work, the people that you interact with, the coffee shop that you go to. If it's not Community Matters, we probably need to have a broader conversation. And that's your Easter egg, if you're looking for it. But also, anywhere that you can bring that language of appreciation, you're going to not only encourage the people, persons, groups, individuals that you encounter, but you're going to encourage yourself. That language is going to wash over you, because when we speak life, even if it's to others, it's going to build us up. And then truly appreciate yourself. This gratitude exercise, this conversation around, gosh, these things are so, so good in my life. It's important to speak that over yourself. Write it down. Write down your successes. Write down your Ebenezers so that you can go recall them when you need to. And then be sure that you're surrounded by the right people, whomever that may be. It's been said that the books that you're reading and the people that you're hanging around with, specifically the five books and the five most influential people in your life, is who you will become in 5 years. So what books are you reading, and are they encouraging you? And those five people, those five closest to you, are they speaking life over you? I really, really hope so. So In all of this, you want to seek to encourage others and seek to be encouraged. There's lots of ways to do that. I've given you some practical applications of that. So let me pray. God, thank you for the ears that are hearing this and the hearts that are being stirred by virtue of a conversation that is as simple as thank you. You're doing a good job. And I know you look down on us, Lord, and you say, thank you, we're doing good work. But sometimes it gets lonely. And would you just encourage the men and women listening to this today as we celebrate another paycheck and another opportunity to serve here in this ministry and this mission, to allow these men and women to be refreshed and also to be refreshing to someone else. Pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.